the father of the nations. Four teens armed with a knife, guns, and a roll of tape plan to kidnap and rob members of the Baker family last November. But their plot did not go as planned, and now all four are in custody. Inside their SUV, deputies also found latex gloves, masks, and dark clothing. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office in Florida responded around 10:30 p.m. to a call of a possible home invasion robbery in progress at a home on Preservation Path. The 51-year-old homeowner says his 17-year-old daughter had called him to tell him that someone had blocked the road to the house with barrels. Instead of getting out of her car, she drove around them. A short time later, her father heard his dogs barking and saw his front motion-activated floodlights come on. He also heard what sounded like his car door closing and went to get his gun. After spotting some individuals trying to force their way into his garage, he fired three shots and the intruders fled into the woods. He later learned they had unscrewed some of his security lights. An alert neighbor who saw a suspicious car near the house and around the same time frame quickly called in a description of the vehicles, who spotted the 2016 white Jeep Liberty on Highway 4 and made a felony traffic stop. Inside that car, they found four teens ranging from 15 to 19 years old. The investigation revealed the teens had concocted a plan to kidnap the teen daughter. The goal was to first force her out of her car by blocking the path with barrels and garbage can. They then planned to head into her house, confront and subdue her father, who they believed to be wealthy, and rob the home. Instead, all four defendants are now charged with attempted kidnapping and attempted home invasion robbery. Noah's faithfulness protected his family. This probably means the eight of them enjoyed God's protection as a corporate group. Godly fathers and grandparents persevere. Noah continued working year after year after year. When we read Scripture, we read of so many people that face opposition that doesn't go away. Just because they believe in God did not mean their lives were easy. Just because they believed in God, it did not mean their enemies withdrew. They endured year after year after year. Whether they were a king, a priest, a prophet, or Jesus himself, they faced opposition but endured. People were thinking that this man was insane for building the ark. He also endured as a Christian father and leader in a perverse, wicked culture. Do not lose heart when you encounter evil throughout our society, from some of the political leaders to some of the actors and directors to some of the business owners. Do not lose heart when you encounter evil. Believers have always had to, day after day, month after month, live their lives for Christ. No matter what happens to our health, our family, or our finances, we should take heart and persevere. The Bible is filled with men and women who have faced insurmountable odds. We don't have to be perfect, but we must rely upon Christ and carry on day after day. A woman described what she encountered at a grocery store one day. In the frozen foods department of our local grocery store, I saw a man shopping with his son. As I walked by, he checked something off of a list, then whispered conspiratorially with his son, "You know, if we really mess this up, maybe we won't have to do it again." We see perseverance in the relation of Ruth to her mother-in-law. This is in Ruth chapter 1. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you from me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Ruth didn't take the easy way out of staying in Moab. Just like Noah, she endured and struggled to protect her family. God is looking for men and women of character who endure and who answer the call to protect their families and to be faithful to their God. The world's oldest father is believed to be Ramajit Raghav, and excuse me, sir, for my mispronunciation, from India. He was 96 years old when his 52-year-old wife gave birth to a baby boy in 2010. He was single until he was in his 80s. He persevered. Even if our fathers have died or abandoned us, Yahweh is our loving Father. Reminded me of the old Gaither hymn, "The Family of God." I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel the sod, for I'm part of the family of God. Psalm 68:5-6. Father to the fatherless, defender of widows, this is God, whose dwelling is holy. God places the lonely in families, He sets the prisoners free, and gives them joy. But He makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Psalm 103:13. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. This day your loving Father loves you. Your loving Father gives you mercy and grace. How can we this week be men and women of character who defend their families and love their God? How can we make the Lord and our families our two most important priorities? How this week can we be good examples to our children, our grandchildren, and to all children? Please join me for the benediction.